Here we go. Yours truly lucky to go along with my colleague Kelly Berenson. We'll talk more about that. But I want to talk about how the community is involved with Ireland, perhaps how we can get involved. Yes, for sure, going to Ireland with the WGV Explorers, but maybe getting that relationship of Ireland ongoing. So here we go. We're going to start strong with those on behalf of Aquinas College in the house. So a formal introduction, Timothy Ramsey, good that you are here, Director, International Programs and Services. We'll call you Tim. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yes. Good that you are here as well, living, breathing, and doing a little working in Ireland. Dr. Michael Lohr, Professor of Sociology, Director of the Community Leadership Program. Good morning to you, Dr. Lohr.
Good morning. Great to be here.
All right. Okay. All things Ireland. Let's go to Ireland, and that's, you know, kind of what you... Aquinas is all about. First of all, Aquinas College, no doubt you have somewhat Irish roots in general?
Yes, exactly. Starting back in 1972, we've started sending students and faculty over to the Ireland. And since 73, we've been doing a study abroad program. So over 46 years, study abroad program in County Galway and the village of Tellycross.
So I'll have to have those at the tip of my tongue here
in
a couple months. Yes. Half a step back, Tim. Again, Aquinas doing great things, mm-hmm. lots of building going on, and strong education to boot.
Absolutely. It's a great day to be a saint. There's a lot of great things going on, and it's the place to be in town.
Good. Dr. Michael Lohr, share how you are involved with education.
Yes, so I took students to Tellycross in spring 2018. So for 4 months, me and 15 students were enjoying Connemara. We went to Collymore Abbey. We went to the Cliffs of Moher. I got to talk at the National University of Galway.
Goodness gracious, home away from home. Big picture then, as we do explore at least three interviews with guests on behalf of Aquinas, you do obviously study, but there's also dance and culture. So the Ireland Study Abroad Program, I want to talk history, region, and academics, if you would.
Absolutely. As I previously mentioned, we started doing a study abroad program back in 1972. We've been in the same region since 1973, so 46 years now. Going back to the sisters that were that founded our college, they were the first faculty that actually led the groups of students. Nowadays, we have our fantastic faculty that accompany the students, and the curriculum is basically centered around all things Irish. And that's really what we're trying to do and build here on campus. As you mentioned, we have a robust Irish studies minor program that your listeners will learn more about later. And then our Irish dance team. So all three of our service areas provide all things Irish at Aquinas.
All right, Dr. Lohr, again, let's take us back to that spring of 2018 and a bit of your journeys, please.
Sure. So the students, when we're there, we learn about Irish history and Irish politics and Irish sociology. And then we have them do internships with the Connemara West, which is our connecting program there. And they're doing lots of different work, from doing kind of animal shelter rescue kind of things to community organizing. And then they actually take a hiking class. So in the sort of wild Atlantic way, we're hiking along the beach and in the mountains, and we got up Kirkpatrick and... great time. Good crack is what they say over there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think that's legal.
Yeah.
Who are your students? Are they studying sociology,
So the unique thing about the program is that it's all across the campus, all disciplines. So there were a couple of students that I had that were interested because I was going as a community leadership major director. But then there were people in sustainable business, people who are interested in computer science, sociologists, historians, people doing Irish studies, communications. It ran the gamut.
And then also, you know, since it's been 46 years, it's a legacy program as well. So now we have students that their moms and their parents and even grandparents have experienced. So it's part of the legacy of Aquinas College is the Ireland program. So it's a huge impact.
And you are headed there soon yourself, Tim.
Yes, I am. I count my blessings every day. I get to go to Ireland in June to work with our colleagues on the ground to kind of, you know, connect, but then also brainstorm on ways that we can incorporate other academic disciplines in our programs and just, you know, meet with the people. I think that's the most important part that your listeners are going to feel in Ireland is the community. And that speaks volumes to us as a college as well.
Awesome. Again, WGV Explorers headed to Ireland come August 7th. We'll talk more about that. Yours truly along for the ride, making sure you are going to have fun, along with my colleague Kelly Berenson and our kicking off of our series that is all about Let's Go to Ireland. Thanks to Aquinas College, Tim Ramsey and Dr. Michael Lohr. More on the impact on community, both home and abroad, if you would, Michael.
Sure. So at abroad, what we've been doing, when I went, I had the students work with community organizations who do sustainability work. And so there was a group, actually an eco-village in County Tipperary, that was they do intentional living about sustainable development. And so I got the students to connect there. And then I know that the professors there this year is doing a lot of work on conflict resolution. And so a lot of the working through still the troubles in Brexit and all of that fun stuff and trying to figure out how to bring people together and keep them together. So there's a lot of sort of hands-on work there that the students get a taste of. And then when they're back here, they stay connected. So.
And Tim, if you would follow up again more on the impact, this just in general, studying abroad, the overall student experience in college, because I think your students come back and they're back in West Michigan, they're back at Aquinas, right?
Absolutely. So a majority of our students are the second year sophomores, juniors. Mm-hmm. There are some seniors that participate in the program. So ultimately, any study away program that we offer at Aquinas, we really put an investment on the career opportunities after a study abroad experience. I always like to joke with the students, tell your parents it's not just a vacation. You're actually going to be going over to Ireland or throughout any parts of the world. And you're really going to be investing in yourself as an individual by creating those life essential skills that are really important in today's society. So when they come back, we have a lot of community engagement opportunities through lecture series that the students can participate in. But then just in your general audience, they come and visit campus. We'll provide a lecture series on Ireland. And then also we are a proud sponsor with the Muskegon, Michigan Irish Music Festival. So we do a lot of cultural outreach opportunities there as well.
Oh, that's great. All right, now the really tough question with a couple minutes left, Dr. Lohr. What are you eating and drinking in Ireland?
Well, you know, the full Irish breakfast, obviously.
It's more than granola, isn't it?
It's definitely more than granola. And, you know, you got to get a pint of Guinness. And
whiskey's kind of popular there.
I definitely suggest asking for the bishop's drink. It's the most expensive whiskey that's in the pub. Whatever pub you go to, just ask for the bishop's drink if you're into that.
Dr. Lohr told me to do that.
Yeah.
Tim, your suggestions on eating, drinking, and being merry in Ireland?
One thing I love is the seafood, especially on the coasts. So in County Galway, the seafood is superb. And then there's something about the Guinness. And, you know, Guinness is so much better overseas. Like, no offense to...
Versus the six-pack I'm going to get on the way home?
No offense. Yeah, no offense to any of the beer distributors here. But there's something in the water in Ireland, and it tastes a lot better.
Wow. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, well, full circle. Dr. Michael Lohr, when do you, shall I say, head back?
Maybe in the next couple of years, yeah. And I might actually go with Tim and Michelle in the summer. I've been going. I have family there, so yeah. So in County Mayo. So
how cool is this? Mm-hmm. All right, Tim Ramsey, again, tell us details. We are going to meet with your other colleagues regarding the Irish studies, the Irish dance, and obviously talking more about studying abroad under the umbrella of Aquinas College. And you brought me like the flag here, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to brand ourselves as a destination for all things Irish here in West Michigan. So again, our study away program through the experience aspect, the study, which is the most important part, the Irish studies, and then our dance. And we're, you know, a proud destination for all things Ireland. If you would like to look for more information, please feel free to head to our website, aquinas.edu/Irish. And that's where you can find all of our upcoming events and all the things Irish.
That's why we talk. Mm-hmm. WGVU Public Media presents Shades of Ireland, headed there August 7th, thanks to the WGVU Explorers. And again, looking with our community partners to beef up the program. If you are interested and be interested in the Explorers program and heading to Ireland, do call 616-331-6666. Ask for Kelly. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.